this evening. John chapter number 6. And I do want to say again that it's good to see everybody in the Lord's house. I know I have come across this scripture before, but it seemed like the Lord has brought it to my mind again here in John chapter number 6. You find where Christ feeds the 5,000, and then Christ walks on the water. I try to imagine what it would have been like to have been in the crowd, to have watched him feed so many with so little, and to see the abundance left over, and then to have been one of his disciples and to see him come walking on the water. Come walking on the water. I guess, you know, when you stand off looking and you see the reaction of the disciples and doubts, especially of the people, it makes you wonder what else would he have had to have done to prove he wasn't no ordinary man. I mean, it's not like they didn't have CGI back in them days, you know, where Hollywood can show men flying through the air, you know, by themselves like Superman. I mean, no, this is 2,000 years ago in the Middle East. And here he is, known as the lowly Nazarene. But he comes to the place where, in verse 22, the day following, when the people which stood on the other side of the sea saw that there was none other boat there, save the one whereinto his disciples were entered. And they knew he didn't get on that boat. That's why they're wondering, where's the other boat? How did he get across? And that Jesus went not with his disciples into the boat, but that his disciples were gone away alone. Howbeit, there came other boats from Tiberias nigh unto the place where they did eat bread, after that the Lord had given thanks. When the people therefore saw that Jesus was not there, neither his disciples, they also took shipping and came to Capernaum, seeking for Jesus. When they had found him on the other side of the sea, they said unto him, Rabbi, whence comest thou hither? Jesus answered them and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me, not because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled. Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him hath God the Father sealed. Then said they unto him, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent. They said therefore unto him, what sign showest thou then, that we may see and believe thee? What dost thou work? Our fathers did eat manna in the desert, as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you that ye also have seen me and believe not. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that every one which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. The Jews then murmured at him because he said, I am the bread which came down from heaven. That's as far as I want to read for sake of reading. Looking in these passages of Scripture, I want to take the thought, seeking for Jesus. It was said in verse 24 that they had come to Capernaum seeking for Jesus. Now, there are those that say that they are seeking for Jesus and think that they are. They truly, maybe in their mind, think that they are seeking for Jesus. But the Lord, when you look at this and what he's talking about, he takes them back to the feeding of the 5,000. Them that were there and were fed, them that were there and saw it and were fed, and them that are now seeking for Jesus. And when they had found him on the other side of the sea, the Bible said in verse 25, they said unto him, Rabbi, when camest thou hither? Jesus answered them and said, now listen to the words, verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me, not because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled. And so, what they are looking for, They are looking for what Jesus would eventually say is that meat which perisheth. The meat which perisheth. And it's the supply of natural needs. There are those that would come to him. They want to eat and be filled. And that's why they're seeking for him. They're not coming to him for the meat which endureth unto everlasting life, as we'll see in the scripture. The everlasting life, the strength, that life that God gives you and I that comes from hearing the doctrines of the gospel, it is not exhausted. It is eternal. You can't exhaust it. That eternal life, that eternal bread, it does not perish. But that they're looking for, that they seek for, that they labor for, it perishes. It only lasts so long. Herein is an answer of why many will follow the Lord when everything is good, but not when it's bad. When it seems like the heavens are open and the rain is coming down, they will follow the Lord. The corn's coming up. The taters are in. The cows are home. But when things are not that way, they stop. What is it? They only follow him for that bread that perishes. That temporary fix, that carnal life. Amen? Now, listen, we're not, don't understand me, we're not forbidden strictly from pursuing that bread that perishes. God told us that a man needs to labor by the sweat of his face, didn't he? There's a certain amount of that bread that perishes that you and I are commanded. It's not forbidden. And so, you know, but there is that bread that God tells us not to partake of, like the bread of idleness. And that is bread that perishes. But the meat that Jesus gives, it endureth to everlasting life, he said. And so you and I, listen, what is he talking about when he says that bread? He's talking about himself. He's talking about his body that has been given. His body that has been given. He said, labor not for the meat which perisheth. Labor not for that fleshly, that does not last. But for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life. Listen, if you and I want to find something that fulfills and satisfies, you'll find it in Christ. So many times people relate finding fulfillment in Christ to finding the goods. There's a crowd out there preaching a doctrine today, and all they preach to their people is you come to Jesus and all the riches of the world will be handed to you. Promising them meat that perishes. Jesus does not give meat that perishes. He promises the bread, the true bread that giveth everlasting life. And that is the only bread that truly satisfies. Listen, more money is not going to satisfy. More goods is not going to satisfy. A better car or a new truck or a bigger house or more in the bank account. Are you listening? Somebody else, a spouse with more money and a better lifestyle. Those things are not going to satisfy. There's only one true place to find satisfaction. Listen, man has been trying to find it in the bread that perishes ever since his existence. How many people ever heard of Robin Williams? He was a comedian. He was an actor. He had millions of dollars. Seemed like, just made people laugh everywhere he went. You'd think somebody that laughed that much and had that much money would have, just been floating on air. But he was one of the most miserable human beings that you could ever run across, to the point he took his own life. Why? That meat perishes. It does not satisfy. It cannot satisfy. Listen, when Boaz took his family down into the land of Moab, they were looking for bread. They were already in the house of bread, the place of God. Bethlehem, Judah, that's where they were. That's where God was going to satisfy them. That's where God was going to provide for them. But they went down to Moab looking for bread, and he died, and his sons died, and his daughter-in-laws and his wife left there empty and broken, going back to Bethlehem, Judah. Why? Because Moab does not have bread that satisfies. It does not endure the bread of the world. People today, you know why kids are so miserable? They want things. Their life is just so miserable. If they don't have the pants that they wanted or the shirt that they wanted, oh my. Or the shoes, like everybody else has got. Why do I have to be a nerd or one that's not like everybody? I don't have as good as everybody else has. And they're miserable. My phone's not as new. I don't have as many gigabytes as somebody else. Lord, have mercy. Those things are not going to satisfy if you had it all. The very best of it is not going to satisfy, because it's always increasing. They're always saying you need more. You need more. You need more. Listen, I'm telling you, all you need is Jesus tonight. He's the one that promised satisfaction. Read in the Scripture over and over and over. The Lord has promised that He can satisfy the soul. Satisfy the empty soul. Amen? Bind the brokenhearted. Lift up the contrite spirit. Amen. Bring joy in the morning. Amen. Happiness and joy. Our Lord, listen, people are looking for that meat, that bread that temporarily fills. They were filled, but soon hungry. They were filled. Soon hungry. They were going back, seeking for Jesus. But they was looking to get from Him not the spiritual, but the physical. Follow him for the physical things, not the spiritual things. Look, the greatest way to have fulfillment in your life is to follow the Lord to find spiritual fulfillment. True happiness. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. What it is to be not drunk with wine, where in his excess, temporary, but to be filled with the Spirit, eternal. He said, labor not. It's those that will labor not for that meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life. Labor for that. Seek for that. Amen. He's not telling us not to labor. He's telling us how to labor and what to labor for. Amen. Like the woman that lit the candle, swept the house, looking for the coin. Amen. Labor for the right thing in the right way. Labor for that which is eternal, not for that which perishes. You'll find true satisfaction. They said, what signs showest thou? And they ask him that all the time. How many other places do you read in the Bible? Show us a sign. Show us a sign. Lord, show us something that we could believe. We need to see something that we can believe. One place Jesus said he'd give them no sign except that of Jonah. But you know, he did perform over and over and over many miracles all around them and before them, didn't he? Not for their, you know, pleasure, for their temporary pleasure. He never did that. If they were there when he raised the dead, he didn't raise the dead just so that they could see. He was doing it to be glorified, that the Father would be glorified. If he fed or healed all that he did, there were many that were there to benefit from that. And they did see it. Why was it not him that they should have been seeking? They seeking after him, but not just him, what he could give. That temporary, give us bread. No, give me that true bread. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Let me have him. Amen. Let me be with him. Let me be close to him. Let me lie next to him. Let me follow him. Many wanted to follow him, but when they realized following him meant no temporary things, no perishables. Thought about that, you know, when you go to the post office, they say, no perishables. Can't ship that. Why? It'll perish. Jesus said, follow me, no perishables. Why? Because that stuff perishes. It's not going to help you. It's not going to help me. People think they know more than the Lord. Well, just if you just give it to me and then I'll be the judge of that. Listen, you could have everything you asked for and you're not going to be satisfied. Why? Because God built man to only truly be satisfied when he is in fellowship with his God. Ever since Adam got out of fellowship with God, man has not been satisfied. Cannot be satisfied. Jesus told them when they said, therefore unto him, verse 30, what signs showest thou then that we may see and believe thee? What dost thou work? See, Jesus said, labor not. Now here they're using the word work. What are you going to labor? Our fathers did eat manna in the desert, as it is written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. They thought they had something special in that manna. It would rot. It was not eternal. It was not meant to be eternal. Every day's manna perished at the end of the day. And the 6 days perished after the seventh day. It was the only one that lasted 2 days, and then it would perish. It was not that true bread. Jesus said, my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. The true bread giveth life. It's him. And he gives life. He is that true bread. And it gives life. Well, if the other that perishes, what would it give? Death. It's the only other option. It perisheth. It dies. It wastes away. And all that it could give is nothing but death. But what he gives is life. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. They're still talking stomach. Are they not hearing him? And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. You need to get this verse. Listen. If you're unsatisfied, you don't have peace, you don't have rest or assurance, if you're just so unhappy with life, listen, you need to get a hold of this verse right here. I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. And he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Never hunger, never thirst. That means I will completely satisfy. You'll never thirst. You'll never be empty. You'll never hunger. Are you listening? You'll never be dry. Never unhappy. If you're in Christ, come to Christ. If you let Christ be your bread, you'll always be satisfied. You will always be satisfied. He does not disappoint. But I said unto you that ye also have seen me and believe not. They've seen him. They've seen him do what he did, and they still don't believe. How can the world see the things that the Lord has done for his people and still not believe? How can they hear the story and still not believe. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. Aren't you glad that he does not cast out? You saw the miracles, but because you ate the bread, you wasn't convinced by the miracles he told them. You did eat the bread and were filled. So what did they do? Being convinced by visible miracle. We eat the bread and was filled. They wanted to come to where Jesus was. Not to turn them into godly men, but to get full on bread. They were following by appetite. They follow through the fleshly impulse of want and supply. Some people only call out to him when they're in desperate need. It's the only reason they want him. The Lord's talking eternal life here. Now, let's go on down. I just want to give you a couple more things. Can you handle just a couple more things? Verse 35, Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. I am the bread of life. In other words, I am the bread that gives eternal life to the eater. You eat the bread of earth, you perish. It perishes. You eat this bread, you live. And I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. He that believeth on me shall never thirst. Now going down to verse 38. For I came down from heaven, not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will, which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. See, because people say, wait a minute, they believed and they're laying out here. Oh, but they've eaten the bread of life, they're getting up. That's just the body. Soul and spirit's living on. It's eternal. Never hungering. Never thirsting. And so shall that body. And he promises, I will raise him up at that last day. Verse 40, at the end of verse 40. Verse 41, the Jews then murmured at him because he said, I am the bread which came down from heaven. And they said, is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he saith, I came down from heaven? Now listen, he tried to identify with them. In this chapter, when he called himself the Son of Man. The Son of Man. I came down from heaven. I am the Son of Man. But he also wants them to see when he relates himself to his Father of his deity. So they said, is not this Jesus, son of Joseph, whose mother, father and mother we know? But they had that wrong, though. He's not the son of Joseph. Jesus therefore answered and said unto them, murmur not among yourselves. No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him. There that is. And I will raise him up at the last day. Listen, there's people that say all you got to do is believe. You better not forget that verse. No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him. And I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man, therefore, that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh to me. Listen, people that really know God will know his Son. You cannot know God and not eat the bread of heaven. You cannot have a relationship with God or know God if you don't know the bread he sent down from heaven. Not that any man hath seen the Father save he which is of God. He's talking about himself. He hath seen the Father. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. I am that bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. And he did that. He gave himself a sacrifice to God. Now listen, every time you hear him say, I am the living bread. You have to think about bread and what it is and what it does and why man needs it. And he said, I am the living bread. Listen, he is that completely satisfies the hunger of man. It's the only thing. He is the only thing that can completely satisfy the emptiness in man, the starvation. People are spiritually starved today. And they're trying to eat on everything that comes along, thinking, I'll find it here. I'll find it there. I'll find it in this. I'll find it like they did. Listen, just because some of these people are smiling doesn't mean that they're full. Not full forever. They get filled on temporary bread and then they're empty. Jesus told them, and that's that of earth and that of heaven. Your fathers did eat bread in the wilderness and they're dead. I am the true bread. I am the living bread, which came down from heaven. Whoso eateth my flesh, drinketh my blood, hath eternal life. And I will raise him up at the last day. Promise of life, complete satisfaction. Complete fulfillment. Therefore said I unto you, verse 65, no man can come to me except it were given him of my Father. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Many of them came looking, seeking him. By the end, when they realized, and that's what happens, when people realize this is not what I come for. They're looking for a fleshly satisfaction. They're looking for some kind of sensual, earthly, fleshly satisfaction. And when they realize that's not what Jesus is about, they go. But if they could only realize that he is the only true bread, the only true bread. Amen. I'm done. I want you to stand.